You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, I will give you the news, all right. Looks like some cool stuff we're going to talk about today. There may be a treatment for baldness that they're figuring out from animals that they may be able to apply to humans, because animals shed and then they regrow their hair. So I don't know. Maybe we'll get some fur transplant. I'm not sure what they're going to do, but it looks pretty cool. Also, it looks like they finally developed a vaccine against the Ebola virus. That's a virus that scared the hell out of us. Remember with that movie with Dustin Hoffman? Oh, Outbreak, remember? That's a scary one. Scary, scary virus. They think they developed a vaccine. They also think they've developed a vaccine for people about to go on a cruise. Not the Dr. Dahlia cruise, because the Dr. Dahlia cruise, always good. Nobody gets sick on the Dr. Dahlia cruise. They have a good time. They party. They learn a lot. They giggle. It's fun time. Fun time. But for any other cruise that people go on, they may be developing a vaccine that you could take so you don't get the cruise sickness. A lot of other cool stuff. I also want to talk about what happened at Virginia Tech really quickly and what you could do to protect your kids. And Listeria outbreak is finally over. We got some good stuff. And then nuns may have to consider taking the birth control pill to reduce their risk of cancer. So as you can see, we got a lot of good stuff to talk about. But what's really, really good and super juicy are your medical questions. So please call in at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We're also taking your emails at drdahlia.com. Follow me on Facebook. Follow me on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and call your local talk stations, news talk stations, and say, bring the Dr. Dahlia Show to my city. I want to hear more of Double D. Double who? Double D. All right, what's this? Republicans hate Jersey Shore, but they love The Bachelor. Oh, this is so stupid. They came up with a study on what TV shows Republicans like versus Democrats. All right, I disagree with this here. All right, what they say is a new study, right, found that conservative-leaning viewers like reality programming like Dancing with the Stars, The Bachelor, The Biggest Loser, Mythbusters. I like Mythbusters, but they don't like Jersey Shore. They say also GOP like Only in America with Larry the Cable Guy, Swamp People, and American Pickers, yet more liberal people like Glee, Modern Family. I love Glee. What are they talking about? I love Glee. But yeah, there's a lot of political undertones in that. Absolutely. Absolutely. 30 Rock liberals like The Office, The Daily Show with Jon Stewart. Here's the thing. Yeah, Daily Show with Jon Stewart, liberal. I think it's hilarious, though. I've always loved The Daily Show. That actually used to be where I got my news when I was going to medical school, because it would be up, and that's what we could watch, or it was a little bit after medical school. But, all right, yeah, it is liberal-leaning. All right, let me see what else. Kitchen Nightmares, Republicans like Swamp People, Billy the Exterminator. Really? Come on. They're making it look like Republicans only like, No. Okay, what do I want? I like American Idol. I like Boardwalk Empire. I love Glee. I like Game of Thrones. I like, True Blood. The Vampire. I love that. You know what? I think I could get into any TV show, Terra Nova. I think if I have the time, I could like any TV show. I love Gold Rush Alaska. Deadliest Catch. Why didn't they mention Deadliest Catch? I love Deadliest Catch. All right, let's go to the phone lines. I want to hear from you. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hey, Doc, how you doing? I owe you a debt of gratitude and a huge thank you. I'm a truck driver, been in the profession for 17 years.
Oh, yeah.
And of course, we do a lot of sitting. I had issues with blood in my stool. And I had called you about the problem, and you urged me and pleaded with me to go get it checked out.
Mm-hmm.
And I did. I went to my doc, and, you know, he got it set up for myself to get a colonoscopy and had to go through all the cleanse thing, and that was not very fun, but it had to be done. But they did find some issues. I'm 42 years old. I had 15 polyps,
Wow. And
they were all removed. They all came out benign, which is great because cancer does run through my family, so I'm glad of that. I had one small hemorrhoid, which wasn't of a concern.
Mm-hmm.
And it was weird because 7 years ago, I had a hemorrhoidectomy. And you talk about painful.
Oh, yeah.
But
they come
anyway,
back.
I just want to say thank you again. I'm glad I didn't wait any longer. And I think 50 years of age to get a colonoscopy is way too old to get it done. I mean, if I would have waited
Amen.
Until I was 50, who knows what my, you know, bowels would have looked like. So, again, thank you. The doctor said I don't need to have another colonoscopy for another 5 years. So, anyway, thanks. Love your show. Love you.
Thank
Take
you.
Care.
Thank you. Thank you for your message, but I just want to tell you, no, I would have recommend 10 years. I mean, I know I'm not your gastroenterologist. I'm trying to figure out from the area code where you could have called from. Or left your message from, but no, I disagree with 10 years. If they found polyps, if you had, I mean, 15 of them, out here in the West, we would re-colonoscopy in 2-3 years. Yeah, if you had 15 polyps, I wouldn't wait 10 years. I would probably get rechecked because you make a lot of polyps. You know, I mean, a lot of people, I mean, you're only 42. A lot of people, when they get their colonoscopy, they'll say, oh, yeah, I had one polyp removed. I had two polyps removed. If you had 15, I mean, if we do the next colonoscopy 2-3 years later for one polyp, if you have 15, no, I want to go longer. So that would be my only suggestion. Other than that, it sounds like the doctor did a great job. Yeah, hemorrhoids come back. I mean, you know, people get hemorrhoids, they get hemorrhoids removed. But remember, you still have other vessels and veins. We talk about hemorrhoids, and God bless you. I know that must have hurt. That must have been rough. So, yeah. You could still get more, you know, especially if you're straining, et cetera. But you know, he brings up a good point. Don't wait till you're 50 to get the colonoscopy. I like the idea that scientists now and researchers are, you know, playing with the idea of starting with your colonoscopy earlier at age 45. And I'm hearing the preps are getting easier and easier. When I did mine, I had to swallow like 16 pills. It was horrible. And then I guess they recalled them because it could have damaged the liver. Not fun. All right, guys, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plan. For your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits. Magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches. First aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com, the main name in military supply.
The perfect water for drinking, bathing, and cleaning, right at your fingertips? Yes, you can now have the most powerful water ionizer on the market for less than half the price of competitors. The Genesis Platinum Water Ionizer from GibsonsHealth.com creates the perfect drinking water of 9.5 pH, automatically cleans every time you use it, and even tells you when to change filters. Other 7-plate water ionizers are priced at $2,000 or even $3,000, but the Genesis Platinum is only $16.95. Get yours today at GibsonsHealth.com. Under Nutritionals, be sure to click on Essential Oils for aromatic liquids extracted from a broad range of flowers, stems, seeds, and bark. And to really balance your body, click on Go Green, the most complete green drink available, necessary for survival. All this and more are found at GibsonsHealth.com. Call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844 or GibsonsHealth.com. Healthful living since 1974.
Has the United States been discovered in the Bible?
Where does Islam fit in Bible prophecy?
Is the new world order world government?
These and other crucial end time questions are answered in the new DVD package, Understanding the End Time, from End Time Ministries. Jesus Christ said, "I tell you these things before they come to pass, so that when they do come to pass, you might believe." After you watch this 14-lesson DVD series, Understanding the End Time, you'll know more about Bible prophecy than the average seminary graduate. This DVD package normally sells for $280, but now is only $199. Order Understanding the End Time DVD package at endtime.com today for only $199 or call 1-800-END-TIME. That's 1-800-363-8463. 1-800-363-8463 or endtime.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Show this just in, another sex scandal with another coach at another college. This is crazy. This now involves Robert Francis, head baseball coach at St. Petersburg College in Florida. Apparently he was arrested in a sting operation, right, for sending a 14-year-old girl, who he thought was 14 years old, it was a cop, a naked picture of himself and arranging to meet her for sex. Apparently he started an internet chat with someone he thought was a child from Orlando and arranged to meet her. He's a dad. He has a child himself. He used the name TPA Bay, or for Tampa Bay, Rob, online, and admitted that he was actually worried that it would be a cop on the other end, but apparently it didn't stop him. He still sent a nude photo of himself, and then when she acquiesced to meet him for sex in Orlando, he brought a bottle of wine, condoms, a video camera, and peanut M&Ms, which she had told him were her favorite. All right. He was married also. The guy's married. All right. Now, police had been posing as this young girl and arrested him on charges of traveling to meet a minor and transmission of materials harmful to a minor, according to the arrest report. Oh, my gosh. Sickos. Sickos, really? He said, and they asked why. He said, "I was curious." He was curious about being with younger girls. Oh, doesn't that make you want to just throw up? What is going on here? what is going, I mean, you know, thank God these guys are doing sting operations like this. I mean, wow, just keep your kids from the internet, all right? There are wackos, major wackos out there. I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is. All right. Just, it absolutely frightens me. Just frightens me. Okay. Yeah, another thing that frightens me is I'm looking at this drone. You guys heard about this? You know, America, U.S. lost a drone, right? They said it was probably a malfunction, yet Iran is bragging that they have the drone. And do you guys see the pictures of this? It's a gorgeous-looking CIA drone. I mean, this looks really cool, really neat. Unfortunately, Iran has it paraded in front of an American flag that has skulls instead of stars on the flag. They also are showing us video footage of what the drone had remotely controlled survey. You know, it's a surveillance aircraft, obviously. So it has picked up some sensitive material when it was going over Afghanistan. And I guess Iran is showing us some of the video footage to prove to us that they have it. Now, what I don't understand is, you know, I've seen Mission Impossible. You know, aren't these things supposed to have like a self-destruct? Isn't any sort of spy gear supposed to, once it gets into enemy hands, just disintegrate or detonate or something? You know, I mean, why does Iran have now some of our sensitive intelligence? It's ridiculous, it's ludicrous, and it's scary. So just, I don't know. I really don't know. Okay. Now, the one thing that isn't scary is it looks like they finally developed a vaccine against the Ebola virus. Ebola scares the heck out of us doctors. First identified in 1976. Usually it kills more than 90% of people it infects. Again, think back to that video. Not the video, the movie Outbreak with Dustin Hoffman and Rene Russo. And, I mean, it was a great movie. No, not the Thomas Crown Affair. We're talking about Outbreak. Yeah, and it was, great movie, but it scared you. You know, remember the beginning scene? They have Ebola, and the doctor there is excited that there's supplies, and instead they, you know, nuke the city. That's, yeah, you know, scary, scary stuff. So researchers say this is the first Ebola vaccine to remain viable long-term and could therefore be successfully stockpile. This is reported in the Proceedings of National Academy of Sciences. Ebola, of course, transmitted via bodily fluids. It can become airborne. This sucker can very easily mutate. Scary stuff. What happens is you get nausea, vomiting, you get internal bleeding and organ failure. That movie Outbreak wasn't too far off. Contagion is a little different. That Contagion movie, I believe that had to do with a virus that infected the brain and caused an encephalitis. But it wasn't like Ebola, and it wasn't as good a movie, if you ask me. All right, so let me see. When is this going to be? All right, they say long-term storage tends to damage the virus, paralyzing the vaccine's effectiveness. The new vaccine has a synthetic viral protein. Good, so it's a killed virus. Don't be given an attenuated. You know how a lot of these vaccines, you have the killed and then they have the attenuated. The killed vaccine is where they come up with the synthetic protein, so it looks like the shape of the virus. You inject it, it prompts your immune system to learn how to identify that, build antibodies, so then when the real thing comes, it fights it. That's really what the flu vaccine does. The flu vaccine that's injected is the killed. The attenuated, or the live version, is the one where you get a weakened form of it. You inject that in the weakened form, it's weak, but it still has the shape that could induce the immune response. There's the nasal vaccine we use for flu. Pregnant women can't have it, and we don't use it as often as the killed vaccine. But that's a live attenuated vaccine. That's what we call that. Now, they've only tested this on mice. The vaccine for Ebola protects 80% of the mice injected with the deadly strain and survives being dried down and frozen. What does that mean? That's from the biotechnologist. Okay, well, anyway, what they got to do is they got to now try the vaccine on a strain of Ebola that is closer to the one that infects humans. Yes, then they have to do the human trials. I don't know how many years this will take, but at least they're moving forward. Yay, please move forward. All right, what's going on in entertainment news? Oh, Michelle Duggar. You know the Duggar family that have 19 kids? Remember we were talking about the Duggars? I think they have a reality TV series, 19 Kids Accounting. Well, you know, they were planning on having their 20th kid. She was pregnant, announced it last week or 2 weeks ago. Unfortunately, she miscarried, and she was in her second trimester. So I don't know if she could have any more kids. Again, I feel bad for her and the family. I still think that's too many kids. You know, how do you give love and lots of lovey-dovey to the kids when you got 19? You know, how do you breastfeed 19 kids? I mean, I know they're of different ages, but still, you only have two boobs. You know, that's kind of hard. But it's a shame. It's a shame that she miscarried. But odd that it was in her second trimester. You know, you just wonder if the uterus and the placenta, they just can't do it. I don't know if they're going to try again, but that's what's going on there. Now, we just touched upon mommies and mommies giving cuddlies. Well, a study came out. I love these touchy-feely studies. I don't get to do a lot of girly type stuff, but this is so nice. They say frequent cuddles from mommy could help children resist taking drugs later in life. Researchers from Duke University and the University of Adelaide in Australia found attention in early childhood may actually change the immune response of youngsters' brains. Now, they did a study on rats. So I guess mommies did lovey-dovey with rats. And they found what they did is they watched interleukin 10. Okay? Now, what they did, this is kind of an interesting, okay, so they, the rats as pups, I guess baby rats are called pups, had a higher level of this interleukin 10, and that caused them to resist the temptation of a dose of morphine. So what they did is they were able to tell if rats, I guess, were going to want drugs if they resisted the temptation based on the love they got as a baby. All right. They said over the next 4 weeks, the rats were returned to a two-sided chamber. So what they did is they put the rats in chambers depending on whether they were in the placebo group or not. The animals were put through a test called the place preference chamber, a two-room cage in which they would be given a dose of morphine if they entered one side or a dose of saline on the other. Over the next 4 weeks, the rats were returned to the two-sided chamber 3 times a week for 5 minutes, but were not given morphine. At first, they showed preference to the morphine side, but over time, the rats that were lovey-doveyed showed little preference, and their craving appeared to be extinguished. So basically, what do? We give our kids love. We give our kids attention, right? If our kids are going off early to school or coming back late to school, you ask them what the hell is going on. Maybe you put a GPS on their shoe or in their car. Do something. But you need to know what the hell your kids are doing. And, of course, you got to be involved. Do my kids really want me to hug and kiss them? No. No. They say, ooh, gross. They say, Mom, get away from me. But for the most part, many of these kids that do drugs, they come from broken homes. A lot of them are abused. So this is really a no-brainer. You know, we all watched in horror the Virginia Tech footage that happened with the gunman. Apparently, he shot an officer while the officer was doing a routine traffic stop, and then he shoots himself about a half mile down the road. And students were on lockdown. It sounds like Virginia Tech did an amazing job this time around. It was ironic that Virginia Tech officials were actually in Washington at the same time fighting a government fine over their alleged mishandling of the 2007 massacre that happened, where 33 people were killed, 32 students plus the gunman. That was back in 2007. So I got to tell you, I mean, it scares the hell out of me that you could have somebody just rampantly walk on campus shooting people. This is twice, possibly a third time. I thought there was a gunman earlier this year on Virginia Tech, unless it was a false alarm. Well, anyway, I found some Kevlar backpack shields. I put them on my Facebook page if you're interested. Send your kid a Kevlar backpack. I tell you, it's scary out there. All right, guys, when we come back, should nuns take birth control? On the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Burglars love easy targets, like a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, comes with AC adapter, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95, so get one for you and give one or more for Christmas. Now through Christmas, get free standard shipping on any quantity fake TV purchase. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family pack start at $99 for a 16-day supply, while their 5-week supply of quick and easy to fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab and go emergency. Order their combo gift pack and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Radio. All right, after weeks and weeks of people getting sick and dying from listeria, they finally say, the CDC has finally said the listeria outbreak is finally over. Unfortunately, there was one last death just within the last couple of days, from what I understand, from the same listeria outbreak. We talked about why the deaths and the sicknesses lagged on for weeks. Some people didn't start showing symptoms until a month later after the exposure. Remember, we had to wait for the fruit to ripen and then die. But anybody having that ripe fruit with the incubation period, sometimes it took 2-3 weeks for them to start becoming sick. And then, of course, the sequela of that. So, unfortunately, one more person died, bringing the death toll up to 30 people and one miscarriage. We had talked about this a few weeks ago, where investigators, FDA and state investigators, trace a listeria to machinery and pooled water areas in the packing shed where Jensen had apparently sent out 300,000 cases of cantaloupe. Remember I said they thought maybe a truck had driven through the soil? And it was in the soil, and then people trampled through the water puddles. Another fault cited by the FDA was a potato washing and sorting machine that the farm had added this year, Jensen Farm, and it did not allow for proper cleaning and drying to prevent bacteria. So the lawsuits are starting, and but at least it's over. Unfortunately, it took 30 lives. All right, so good news coming around the bend with this cruise ship vaccine. There's this experimental vaccine that they are working on now that could hopefully stave off the norovirus. Norovirus, you can get a lot of times on cruises. Now, we're not talking about bacteria like Salmonella or E. coli. We're talking about the viruses. A lot of times viruses spread very easily on cruise ships. Somebody's contaminated. You have people in close quarters. It's very easy to spread it. And people that get norovirus, they get nausea, vomiting, cramping, diarrhea. About 21 million cases of norovirus occur in the United States. Not all of them from cruise, but it's just the cruise is one of the places where they can get it. So what they've done is they've tried a study with people. So luckily this is now a little bit farther along than the Ebola virus vaccine where they were only using rats. And this new vaccine, they can give in 2 doses, 3 weeks apart, via a nasal spray, which means if you do travel and this does go on the market, you have to start thinking about this a few weeks before. They said no safety issues seen in the new study. Side effects included maybe a stuffy nose and some sneezing, but same with placebo, maybe because, again, you're using a spray and it's in the nose. Ligocyte Pharmaceuticals, maker of the vaccine, is the one that studied this. So, of course, it still has, some more... it's not ready to be approved yet by the FDA by any means. It still could take years for it to come on the market. But I think it's pretty cool that they've gone this far. All right. So what else in the news today? This is very interesting. All right. There's a controversy. Whether nuns should possibly take the birth control pill to prevent their higher risk of cancer. Now, nuns seem to be more at risk for breast cancer, ovarian cancer, and endometrial cancer. Why? Well, because they don't get pregnant, they don't take the birth control pill, so they have more periods on average than the average woman. Okay? Most of us women, we go through a couple pregnancies or we take the pill, so we have anovulatory cycles. When you don't ovulate, that we have proven shows some protection with breast, ovarian cancer, etc. So researchers have found, these were researchers in the University of Melbourne and Monash University, say, you know, we see more and more of these cases, cancers in nuns. We know that birth control decreases the incidence of cancer. Maybe we should give nuns birth control to prevent them from developing cancer. Now, the Catholic Church wasn't, we haven't heard from the Pope yet. I mean, this is still so far away. But apparently one of the liaisons, let me see if I could get her name here, Sister Mary Ann Walsh, Director of Media Relations for the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops, she said, this study had come out in The Lancet. Quote, the issue presented in The Lancet is a medical and not a moral one. She says the chemicals found in birth control may have a valid medical use for some conditions in some women. That doesn't pose a fundamental moral problem if the drugs are not used for a contraceptive purpose. So, you know, if birth control pills are found to prevent cancer, should nuns prophylactically go on them? You know, right now, from what I understand, the Catholic Church does not mind hormone therapy for people having horrible periods or certain menstrual issues or menopausal issues. But again, we need the final word from the Pope. Interesting stuff, though. I mean, I think what's not allowed is if a nun decides to have sex and she wants to take birth control so she doesn't get pregnant. That I don't think is allowed. Now, the one cancer nuns don't seem to get is cervical cancer. We don't see nuns get cervical cancer. Why? Cervical cancer comes from the HPV vaccine virus. I'm sorry, the HPV virus, and the HPV virus comes from sex. All right? So I have never seen an HPV infection or an abnormal pap smear in a virgin. Okay, we just don't see it. You know, you have to have sex to get HPV. So we don't see cervical cancer. So they're already halfway there. It's just, you know, breast cancer, ovarian cancer, uterine cancer. If we prevent them from ovulating. Now, I know some people are like, look, you know, let their bodies be as natural as possible. You know, if your body is designed to have periods, then just have them. But remember, we're living longer. You know, I used to think that, too. You know, why do I need an obstetrician? Why don't I just give birth? Why don't I just, you know, I mean, women have been giving birth, you know, since the beginning of time, obviously. So, you know, why? But things are different now, okay? Now, babies died in childbirth. Most of us, we didn't live past our 40s. So, you know, you have to assume, you know, these nuns, some of these nuns are 80, 90 years old. No, if they don't have to be ridden with cancer and you could prevent that and slow that down while they are premenopausal or perimenopausal, why not? Why not? Young nuns, too. You know, it's interesting because, remember, the woman, the body of the woman was designed for pregnancy. So much of what we are and you know, what we're supposed to do does revolve around a pregnancy, which is why we find that pregnancy has been very protective of certain things with us. I mean, even moods. You have people on antidepressants, anti-anxiety medication. They become pregnant. And, you know, from what I've seen, many of them, they don't need the medicines. You almost have this protection. A lot of us, we don't get sick when we're pregnant. Maybe we'll get a little sore throat, we'll get a little something. But there's protective mechanisms when we're pregnant, and there's also protective mechanisms for us being pregnant. And I'm not saying everybody has to become pregnant. I'm not saying that. In fact, many of my women who are in their 40s and 50s that never became pregnant, they look younger. They have totally flat stomachs, right? They have, they're in great shape, you know, whereas the rest of us, we got droopy boobs, we got love handles, saggy butts. So I know most of us women listening to this are probably like, wait a second, it ruined my body. Having a pregnancy ruined my body. But for the most part, that's what our body was designed to do. And our body was actually designed to be pregnant, though, when we were teenagers, all right? Once you start having a period, that's when we're in heat. Right? Like our cats and dogs, you know, they start dropping blood all over the place. I mean, that's when they start go through puberty, when they start to have their cycles, that's when they're supposed to procreate. You know, so we need to kind of stop and realize how we've gone down the path. I mean, yes, you know, a lot of us will get pregnant when we're 35. That's not going to be as protective as being pregnant when we were younger. But, I mean, no one's going to tell people when they're 13, 14 to become pregnant. But I'm just saying that's how our bodies are designed. We're designed to be pregnant. We have the highest sex drive, the highest amount of pheromones, as the most amount of hormones and body fat ratio, you know, going through puberty and, some of the healthiest pregnancies sometimes happen as long as she gets good medical care to the younger mom. But, of course, we don't want to do it because in society, many of these younger moms, they don't have a social network. They don't have the education. They don't have the money to get prenatal care or the means. They don't take their vitamins. But, I mean, back in the olden days, 13, 14-year-old girls, they were pretty with it. They were a heck of a lot smarter than they are now, many of them. All right. When we come back, more on the Dr. Dolly Show, are we going to be able to prevent baldness? We'll see. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
As we age, we lose both strength and muscle mass. Undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows is nature's most powerful food to gain back lost muscle. Virtually all whey protein powders or drinks have been damaged during processing or are high in sugar. This damaged whey causes a significant loss in the ability of the body to build new muscle proteins. The high sugar content will stop all the benefits of your growth hormone from causing muscle repair. By giving your body easily absorbed, undamaged whey, free of added sugar, you may be able to gain back lost muscle and strength. One World Whey is truly undamaged whey protein powder free of added sugar. Both young and elderly are reporting increases in muscle strength and size without any additional exercise. Go to oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com to read or hear some impressive testimonies to this effect. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Solar power.
Solar power.
Hand crank power.
Hand crank power.
Radio power.
Radio power.
The goods you want, the good deals you need to power up your survival are at 21stCenturyGoods.com. In our solar department, you'll find solar generator kits, solar lanterns, flashlights, radios, and solar cell phone and laptop chargers. 21stCenturyGoods.com is your hand-cranked headquarters for everything from generators to flashlights to emergency, weather, and shortwave radios by Grundig and Kato. Big brand names and big deals. Like this. Get a free solar flashlight with every order over $75. But hurry, offer ends soon. Go to 21stCenturyGoods.com, spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. That's 21stCenturyGoods.com or call 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, sassy and stimulating medical talk radio. Remember the lady in that California Walmart that sprayed people with pepper spray? And then she said, but you know what? It's self-defense. Well, prosecutors, this was, remember, Black Friday last week or 2 weeks ago. Well, prosecutors say that this Los Angeles woman accused of attacking Black Friday shoppers will not face felony charges. All right. Elizabeth Macias was referred to city attorneys after no evidence of felony was found. What I do understand, though, is city prosecutors are still going to decide if she could be fined or if they have to take any other sort of legal matters with her. But Los Angeles police think that she might have acted in self-defense. And so they're still looking into if she, looking at video footage, et cetera. But 20 people were sprayed with this. 20 people, including kids. All right. And I think it's because she was trying to grab video games. I mean, if this was self-defense, then after you spray everybody, run to an area of safety. But still, you don't spray kids. You don't. All right. If you're acting in self-defense, then get away from the shoppers. Don't go towards the product. So it'll be interesting to see what happens with that. I don't know. I got to tell you, it's absolutely crazy. All right. The world's oldest dog had died. Remember we talked about the world's oldest woman a few days ago who died in Japan? Well, now the world's oldest dog has died in Japan. Sakura, Japan, at the age of 26 years, 8 months. That's equivalent to 125 human years. 26 years is equivalent to 125 human years. Apparently, the dog's name is Pusuki. He has been in the Guinness Book of World Records as the world's oldest living dog. He died Monday at his home, old age. He was happy. He was hit by a car a couple years ago, but he was okay. And who knows, maybe cataracts. But, just a gorgeous dog. Absolutely gorgeous dog. Yeah, see, dogs, to live that long, it's rough. Dogs don't. Kitty cats can. You can have a cat that easily lives till age 25. You know, unfortunately, they're grumpy even when they're young. You know, so what are you going to do? All right, so let's talk about here this baldness treatment. Now, this is interesting, okay? Researchers now, they want to come up with a cure for baldness. Who doesn't? I mean, that would be so lucrative. It would be fantastic. So what they're doing is they're trying to figure out how to get stem cells by looking at what's happening in animals. Now, we see animals and their hair growth, depending on the season, sometimes they shed, sometimes they get a thicker coat, right? When it's wintertime, they get a thicker coat. Summertime, they shed. So they think if they could capture that hormone mechanism or, the cells that get triggered by the hormones in that basal layer of the dermis where the follicles lie, then maybe they could apply it to humans and treat baldness. Now, they're still far away. I mean, they're also trying to consider stimulating the hair follicle by directly implanting stem cells into the hair follicle. But honestly, if they're able to use stem cells now to recreate bone, to recreate organs, I mean, it's just a matter of time where they could stimulate hair follicle. Remember, hair is made of keratin, the same substance as your nails. All right, so these stem cells don't have to grow something juicy like a pancreas or a liver. You know, something like keratin I call dry, right? It's a very, very dry type of cell line. And so I think that would be a heck of a lot easier. So I think they're going to be closer to that. What are they going to charge? I don't know. That's a whole other thing. All right, in news today, they also discussed, interesting, that men and women clog their arteries differently. Now, we've known this in the medical community. You know, sometimes women clog in different parts. Sometimes, you know, something could be more longitudinal. Some can have more fat. Some can have more calcium deposits. They think men, when they clog their arteries, have more fatty deposits as opposed to calcium deposits like women. So what they did is they studied a bunch of CT angiographies, looking at 480 patients with acute chest pain, and they were able to find, you know, little variances between men and women. Now, of course, they need to risk stratify. They need to. They aren't really telling us what they found yet, but if women, let's say, clog more frequently in the left anterior descending artery, let's say, versus the right anterior descending, I'm just pulling that one out of my teeth here, okay? You know, if women are clogging an artery more than men do, then that would probably be the artery that doctors need to look at a little closer. You know, maybe, depending on your risk, maybe you need to be angiogrammed earlier and not just rely on the stress test. But I love, the reason why I love this study really didn't tell us much yet. We've kind of known men and women do different things with their, you know, arteriosclerosis. But what I like is we're teaching our scientists and our researchers and our doctors to not treat everybody the same. Okay? You know, you are not your neighbor, are not your mailman, are not your plumber, are not your doctor. You're different. And I can't stand seeing doctors treat everybody the same. I love the idea of looking at a person and going, okay, you fit a constitution. Very similar to homeopathy. I never had the opportunity to learn homeopathy. I only got bits and pieces from one of my partners that I opened my practice with, who was an MD family doctor who decided to get his homeopathic degree. And he said in homeopathy, people fall under constitutions, whether they're male or female. And you're given a name, and these people seem to have bowel movements at the same time. Some of them seem to react to certain foods. And, you know, this isn't the first time. This isn't foreign to us. So remember that one author came up with eat by your blood type? He said people have similarities based on their blood types. I agree with that. I think there's different ways you can stratify people and group people. But identify who your patient is first. Who is in front of you? All right. Okay. Well, you have somebody who's, you know, at high coronary artery risk because of, you know, their father having a heart attack. You have somebody, you know, at risk of colon cancer. Okay. We do that. We do that. We look at your family history, but I think there's more to it. I think your body has a lot more signs, whether it's the coating on your tongue, like a Chinese medicine and Chinese doctors appreciate, whether it's your eye color, whether it's your natural hair color, which none of my doctors can figure out, you know, whether it's the way you walk, the way you talk, the way your blood type is. That is what I think has to be the next level of education of our medical researchers and scientists, figuring out who is in front of you. And I bet once they identify certain people types, then they can narrow down the type of cancer treatment. I mean, right now we treat everybody the same. Well, you got this type of cancer, we'll do this. Everybody's the same because we're treating the object, we're treating the cancer. We need to treat the person. Some people will do very well with other, you know, I had a couple patients who said they underwent chelation for their cholesterol, where it kind of, attached. It works. Chelation we usually use to get heavy metals and irons out of your body. We don't use it usually in the MD realm, but they do it in alternative circles. And when I was in medical school, you know, we were like, chelation, you don't use that. You know, those are for the crazy people. But no, I disagreed. A couple of my patients swore by it. So then, all right, well then tap in on that. Okay, tap in on that. Will some people react well to alternative medicine? Figure that out. You know, we poo-poo alternative medicine because nobody has the money to study it. Nobody's, you know, putting studies to it. And we have so much, you know, medical legal issues and liability issues that nobody wants to put their house and their neck on the line. And I understand that. It's very difficult to recommend an alternative treatment because if something goes wrong, you're dead in the water in front of a jury. So I understand that. But I really believe that if you look at a person's constitution, some people may do well with pharmaceuticals and statins. I've seen people drop at a 5 milligram dose of a statin, yet I've seen other people, it does nothing. Why? All right. Why do they need to be at 10 milligrams or 20 milligrams, but these other people at 5? Figure it out. Figure out what makes us different. Why do some of us react to birth control and others don't? Why do some of us react to penicillin or react to the flu vaccine? Why do some of us get sick when we get the flu vaccine and others don't? Who are we? Figure that out. That should be the next realm of science and what research should now investigate. I don't know if they can. I don't know how difficult that's going to be, but I think that's where the money is if you want to figure out how to cure a person individually. All right, guys, if this is your stop, have a great rest of the way home. If not, stay on board. We got more Dr. Dahlia.
Take me down, take me down to the little white church.
Take me down to the little white church.
Take me down to the little white church.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet.
or human growth hormone support, menopause specialist for women, and joint specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's AffinityHealthProducts.com healthproducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Allie C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.